Sorry I've been away for a while, you guys, maybe a few months now. Seems like a few minutes to me, but I think it's a few months in the real world, right? Had to finish up a university project that I started in 2013, thinking that I'd be done by 2017. It's a doctorate in health sciences, and there's a specific project involved dealing with people that have used a natural approach to treating cancer. Pretty interesting, and I'll tell you more about it as soon as I can. But my main message, I guess, today is, and by the way, you know, I felt like I had to do the university project because if you're dealing with government agencies and high-level corporations and people in positions of power, if your first name is not doctor, they figure that you don't know anything and you're not worth talking to. As a rule, I mean, there are exceptions, but I felt like I wasn't one of them, so I thought I'd take care of that little project, and it took me 9 years, so very happy to be just about complete. Main thing, though, that I want to talk about here is our purpose, back to primary purpose of the Lost Arts Radio Project, seeing the insanity and physical deterioration of the humans living on the planet for quite a while now. We're nowhere near what I felt our potential is. So we wanted to find out, what can you do on your own to get your health back and overcome and reverse the effects of what they call normal aging? You know, when you totally fall apart, you don't know who you are and you can't move and your immune system is gone and the stuff that they call normal, which I thought, wait a minute, something wrong with this picture. I don't think it's normal. But not thinking it's normal is one thing. Proving it is something totally different. You have to actually do something, and your theories have to work. So I've been kind of working on that since the mid-1960s, and I'm still working on it. I don't have final answers, but I got part of the picture. And at the same time as working on that, to share with you, that's Lost Arts Research Institute purpose, share that kind of educational material that you can actually use on your own. Doesn't cost millions of dollars and you don't need fancy experts to do it for you. In addition to that, really looking a lot at the outside world situation. Insanity has been on display a lot during the past month or so, more than any time up to now, I think, and it's still accelerating. And there's so many attacks on humanity, attacks on life, not just people, but animals and all life forms on the planet. People notice the insects are, you know, 1% of what they used to be. When you go out driving, I'm sure it's really convenient not to have bugs all over your windshield, but there's a message in that. And since I've been excommunicated by leaders on both conservative and liberal side of the spectrum, you know, on the so-called conservative side, they're saying, all this environmental stuff's all nonsense. There's no emergency, right? No environmental emergency. And I'm saying, this is not an ego issue. It's not debating each other to be against each other and show that the other guy is an idiot and you're brilliant. That's really not the point here. It's finding out what's really going on. And the fact that the bugs are not piling up in your windshield is a message if we're not too dumbed down to see it. It's really, really important. And, you know, there should be wildlife all around me here. And other than kind of a cicada-type sound in the trees, it's quiet and I don't see anything moving except some flying insects and not many of those. So we got a serious environmental situation, but it's much more than that and it's not by chance. If it was by chance, the scientists and the researchers and the doctors and everybody could just figure it out and do some natural remedy to put a program together and bring life back. But you notice that is not what's happening. Things are getting worse. And not everything, you know, there are people who are becoming aware that they have potential that they haven't been told about, becoming aware of the situation, becoming aware that the health crises that have been manufactured have been orchestrated, No, sorry, Don, it's not the China virus. It was started in the U.S., working off patents started, as David Martin has said, around, I think he said, 2002. There's no proof any virus ever existed, particularly this SARS-CoV-2 one. You have to do proper isolation. This is not going off into the weeds, Joe. This is really, really important. If there's no proof of a virus, you think, wait a minute, you know, what is going on here? And if you don't take too long to get up to speed and you notice the other clues that are all around us, this pandemic has been an attack on humanity. And there's another one planned to start almost right away that was planned starting about a year ago in the most recent phase. I guess they're going to blame it on monkeypox. I'm not sure. They'll do more COVID if they can. They don't, just whatever works, you know. And if it, the more fake it can be, the more convenient for our rulers, because they don't have to worry about it themselves. And if it isn't fake, then they want to make sure they have the real remedies for it while they keep those hidden from us. But it's part of a much bigger picture. This is not just the medical system. This is not just the economics, although you notice that these things are happening at the same time. Economic destruction. If you want to destroy, like in America, for example, if you want to destroy the American economy, you shut down business, which has been done based on the fake pandemic, which was not nobody getting sick. That's another issue. But it wasn't what they said. So you shut down business, and then you issue massive amounts of currency based on nothing, fiat currency. And you do those together, and you overregulate everything. And then just for good measure, you cut off the energy supplies in the form of petrochemicals, oil, gas, all the derivatives. You start shutting it down. And then you blame it on another country. Say, let's see, oh yeah, Russia. Russia did it all. Russia made Biden shut down the pipelines. And you hope that you've dumbed down the population so much, and they're under so much survival pressure, and they're so busy playing video games, and they're so scared all the time, just waiting for something to be scared of, that they'll believe this nonsense and won't see the obvious. Oh, our government just shut off our oil starting right when the 2020 fake election results were announced and Biden got into office in January. One of the first things he did was shut down the already completed Keystone Pipeline, doing damage to both Canada and the U.S. I mean, it wasn't his idea. I wouldn't blame him for that. I don't think he's coherent enough to know what his idea is, other than just at the moment. But his bosses, the ones who are really running America now, they gave the order right away to start shutting off the energy. And then let the idiots who are running this, believing in this fake environmentalism, to say, oh, this is wonderful, we're transitioning to clean energy. No, you're transitioning to starvation. I mean, it's not their fault. They've been dumbed down, very sophisticated program of that. We all have. We're not functioning anywhere near our normal capacity. All of us are affected. I know I'm massively affected. I've done so many things in my life that I would have done differently with some clarity. And I'm fighting hard for what I've gotten back, but there's much more for all of us. There's much more. I haven't run into anybody in this particular lifetime on this dimension that has all their clarity. I haven't run into anybody like that this time. But we need it. We need it back as soon as possible. So my idea was, all right, physical health really affects that, really affects your consciousness, really affects your emotional state. I mean, you can take a drug or you can get unintended drugs like atrazine in your food if you're not buying organic food. Or you're buying some organic when it's convenient and the rest of the time conventional means poisoned as far as food goes, just so you understand. And atrazine is a chemical that hardly any of it will affect you. And it's a gender disruptor, I mean, hormone disruptor. Does all kinds of terrible things to your metabolism, and those are used on purpose. Those are promoted to farmers on purpose. And the teachers in the agricultural colleges are taught themselves that this is really cutting-edge science. I mean, for any of us to believe that for a second, shows the state of unconscious, hypnotic zombiehood that we're in. We got to break out of that. And we have to stop the direction that life on this planet is going, because it kind of reminds me of the early Superman comics when I used to read them in the 50s, and when they cost, I don't know, 3 cents or something. Krypton was going to blow up, right? Those of you who are Superman fans. And there was what they call a chain reaction. This was a really amazing term, chain reaction, in the core of the planet, Krypton, some faraway galaxy. And it was going to explode. And Superman's parents had to send him away, and then it exploded right after he got sent off in a space capsule. Well, I don't think we have a chain reaction in the core of Earth, but we've got something just as serious, really. And it's a select small group of controllers sitting on top of this amazingly orchestrated and highly organized destructive system whose goal is to enslave and then eliminate life on our planet. I mean, it's complex. It's got a lot of moving parts, but that's really what it comes down to. The plan is to enslave you, exterminate you. Alex Jones was right. That's true. He's still got to calm down a bit, but he was right. Amazing contribution of Alex Jones to the state of America and the world, but it's still, things are not fixed by a long shot. All he's done is really expose and explain a lot of it, which is very valuable. But we've got to take it the rest of the way. And getting furious, which Alex is still fighting with, trying to get more centered, doing a great job, but we've got to take it further. We've got to get our normal state back, or as much of it as we can, right away. We don't have unlimited time. Things are really advanced. And it's not just that the insects are mostly gone and other life forms are really reduced and a lot of species have gone extinct. It's the whole biosphere is polluted with intentional poisoning. GMOs are much more entrenched than we know. They're working on GMO animals, and that's pretty far advanced too. Animal-human hybrids, which really goes radically, violently against nature, guaranteed to have terrible results if it's not turned around. And we've got the chemtrail spraying really heavily. There was an entity in Spain that you might have heard of that recently exposed that, you know, what we've been saying for many years, ever since I worked with Dane, that there are all kinds of ingredients in the chemtrails, in the geoengineering, that have nothing to do with the weather at all. You know, they're not trying to cover up global warming with chemtrails. They're trying to destabilize the weather, and they're doing a good job. Because they want you panicked about climate change. That should be so obvious. The UN talks about it. The IPCC talks about it all the time. All these groups want you as scared of everything as possible, but specifically of global warming and climate change. So they alter the figures. They keep track of the temperature readings and the weather all over the world. They've got stations all over the place. And then since the data doesn't show any abnormal anthropogenic global warming, and it doesn't, it shows cyclical global warming and cooling that is not correlated with CO2 level at all. And it's not correlated with man's activity much at all. And then they adjust those figures so that they'll be terrifying. Those are the adjusted numbers that all of the dire predictions of these agencies come off of. So that's going on. We're being poisoned from the air. They're putting pesticides in the chemtrails, according to that source from Spain. And we've had Clifford Carnicom on the show quite a few years ago. And he's a great researcher. And he's pointed out that there are unidentifiable components in the chemtrail residues that have nothing to do with global warming, you know, fighting that or anything of the sort. They have to do with cross-domain bacteria and all kinds of things to basically systematically, step-by-step, poison and destroy life. And we're looking at people who are trying to shut down sovereign countries. The World Economic Forum has announced a Great Reset, and they're all talking openly about world government infiltrating the sovereign nations' governments with their own, young global leaders of the world, graduates who are willing to subvert their own countries for global rulership, coordinated global rulership. Trudeau and all these other people are graduates of that school. So all these things have to be turned around, and they're working at the same time to crash the money system so that they can put in a digital central bank controlled currency system where it'll be super convenient, super high tech. And the only little detail that's a problem with it is all your transactions, which will be tracked and surveilled, have to be approved. And if you want to do anything or buy anything that's considered unacceptable by your rulers, you'll just be blocked. And you'll be on a universal basic income, which the dumbed-down people think, oh, that's fantastic. No more nasty work to do anymore. We just get paid to do nothing. We'll just play video games or have nice walks outside in the park until we come home and collect our universal basic income. We've lost a lot of our intelligence. I'm not excluding myself at all. I've been a victim like you have. And universal basic income is an enslavement tool. It's deadly. Should never accept it. And we're being pushed into a corner where we have to, because you won't have any alternatives. And so the whole point is uncover our natural state that we lost long ago with our physical condition, where you can live your whole life and stay in excellent physical health, instead of breaking down, you know, which is actually quite abnormal. And what can we do with that expanded capability to stop and reverse the program to destroy life on our planet? Ideally, I'm not suggesting harming the rulers at all or destroying them. That's a really superficial, low-level option, which, you know, there are much better options. And what I would like to do, since, and you may disagree with me on this, but what I found from my observation is that these evil rulers are only evil because of the programming in their minds, and they're playing parts that are not really them. And if we're strong enough, which we have gotten very weak compared to our normal state, if we get our strength back in time, we can wake them up, and everything changes quickly at that point. We've already seen whistleblowers within the system, all parts of it, medical, not just medical, but all these other parts of the system. Whistleblowers have come out from media, from social media, from so-called science, from all these organizations that are playing their part in enslaving humanity. Well, that shows that there's a possibility of changing the mindset. People who work for these giant evil corporations can start to wake up and make a contribution from inside the system by exposing what's going on and helping to stop it. What happens if we get whistleblowers or deserters of that system from the top level controllers? Maybe not the very top, which actually is not even human at the top of the whole thing. That's another story. But the upper level managers, what if they start defecting? This could reverse the situation quickly. And what could cause that kind of mass defection at the higher levels? What I'm saying is that that's you, and that we're walking around, unbeknownst to almost any of us, with forgotten normal abilities that we used to have as just accepted ordinary state, and we're far away from it now, but it's still inside. So with that in mind, we started a private group, and that was called Planetary Healing Club. Beta version of it started in 2018. That was almost four years ago. And now we're ready to take it to a more serious level. And what it's all based on is that it's been proven in labs and scientific demonstrations that focus of your intent, and I know you've been taught this is all nonsense, secret is, it's not nonsense. It's not a belief. It's been shown to work. That focused intention can change physical environments. It can change the behavior of people without them even knowing that they're being affected for the better. It can change the nature of physical matter, supposedly inanimate objects. It has great power, and you're walking around with the power. The point is to make it available to you, not to use from your little ego and mess things up, but to let the power flow through you of where we all came from. Spirit, what they call God. Not a belief. I'm talking about the real spirit. It's not made up. Man didn't create God. It's the other way around. Although there's an integration that most people have no idea what it actually is, and it's real, and you're part of it. So getting that consciousness back and then learning to use it, that's what we're after. Not to take away anybody's free will, but to offer healing frequency that can uplift even people who are dedicated to evil at the moment. But it's going to have to be done really soon, or in this chapter it's going to be too late. And they're accelerating. I think they know that they're right on that edge. The people at the very top, I'm talking about the inhuman controllers orchestrating the top families and all of that, they know that they have one weak spot, one vulnerable point. Just like the Death Star in Star Wars had one little hole or port in it where if they would hit that one spot, the whole Death Star would crash. That was an allegory. The real situation is just about the same, actually. And what is that point? Only the top level knows. And what they know is that it's all consciousness. It's all a question of, do we become aware, self-aware, and have access again to what we could do? Or do we remain as hypnotized zombies? And they're saying, we choose hypnotized zombies. We want them helpless, totally controlled, sick, dying, and eventually exterminated. So they're pouring in mind control through the media, through the television, through the entertainment, and they're even paying trained psychics who can pump in fear and anxiety and division. And see, the atmosphere around our planet is not just physical gases and the you know, corrupting elements from the chemtrails. It's energies, it's frequencies, it's wavelengths. And every emotional state, especially when it's really concentrated, has associated frequencies. And they're, you know, most of the psychic people are well-intentioned, but in my experience, can't really do what they say. But there are some that can, and the rulers know that. And they try to hire those people if they don't have a conscience, and hire them to pump in fear and all these negative emotional states into our atmosphere, and we pick it up, and we think it's spontaneous emotions. And it's not. It's being orchestrated. So what the rulers know is that you have the ability to put out the opposite: love, unity, appreciation of each other, appreciation of yourself, which goes with that, and healing energies that eliminate a lot of health conditions just right off the bat and allow others to be reversed. Beauty, basically the essence of beauty. It's an emotional state that manifests in different ways, and you have the ability to manifest that. They don't want you to discover that in time to reverse anything. So this fear is being pumped out, and this encouragement to fight each other, to identify with race, which is really idiotic. You know, race is defines your costume. This costume that I'm wearing has a background in certain nationalities and in certain so-called races. But that's not who I am. It's not who you are. If you're in a so-called black or white or brown or red body, yellow, tan, whatever, that's not you. That's your costume. And you chose to manifest through that costume for a reason in this lifetime, and that's what you're doing. It's not a reason to fight with people. It's not a reason to hate anybody. It's not a reason to be afraid. It's not a reason. That's all nonsense stuff that we're being fed to keep us unconscious. So what we have in mind now in Planetary Healing Club, we'll still talk about physical health issues and how to get over those, just like I finished the project just now on about people approaching a natural cure for cancer, natural treatment. There are natural approaches to every major health condition and minor ones, and maintenance, how to keep your energy high during the day, how to not be subject to what they call normal aging, which is falling apart completely. They call that normal. So we'll still talk about that. We'll share as much as you want to share. If you're interested in that, you need to have ideas bounced around. That's a safe environment where we can do that. You have to participate or I'll have no idea what you want to talk about. I've had people join and leave because they say, I didn't talk about the subject they wanted. Well, I've been at this for 55 years or more. I've done a lot of things with it. I found out a lot about, you know, every possible mistake, which I made myself unknowingly, and then how to reverse those, what kind of protocol, what kind of, you know, exercise and sunlight and sleep and diet and all, mental state, what these do to you and how to choose and how to focus. And then not just for your own well-being, but we're going to be looking at how to focus in a way that affects everybody else, the outside world, the environment, situations you're in, relationships you're in, how to affect those for the better, no matter how bad they are in the beginning. This is all real. And the point is just to share it with you. I've done this in private consulting for a long time, but it's too expensive for most people, and I don't have time to do much of it. I don't really have time to do almost any of it anymore. So this group is the substitute where it's very cheap. It's money that helps us to operate, but it's so little that anybody can afford it. And we can talk about anything. And we can practice, which is even more important than talking. And the last 3 months or so, when I've been away from making these videos, I've been working on specific protocols and techniques that you can use to affect your own life situation and the outside world. And we're going to start really having focused practice of that stuff starting this Saturday. So if you have any interest in that, you might want to take a look at it, planetaryhealingclub.com. And if you have questions about it, to see if it's something that you'd have any interest in, you can email me. I'll try to get back to you as fast as possible. Richard@lostartsradio.com. If you absolutely have to have private one-on-one consulting, email me about that. And if I can find time, I'll send you the paperwork to do that too. But we have time. I'm committed to take the time for Planetary Healing Club meetings every Saturday evening, U.S. time. And I know that's not convenient for Eastern Asia and a few places like that, but we actively are looking for people from all parts of the world now because we're going to be learning these techniques. And they're challenging. They're not just repeating something and it's all done. This is changing your emotional state that you walk around with every day, all day. You have to change that if you want to unleash this potential healing power. But you can do it. It's all a matter of what are your priorities, you know, and to stay semi-unconscious or all the way unconscious as our rulers finish us off. I don't think that's a good plan, you know, because I know exactly where it's going and you don't want to go there. We don't even want to go where we already went. You know, but not to mention where they have planned for us to go. It's not quick destruction, it's systematic destruction. It's not about money either at the top. It's not about money at all. Money's just used to motivate their servants and enslave the masses. But at the top, it's a religious thing. And I'll explain to you more about that if you don't know. Anyway, we're going to be getting down to serious practice starting this Saturday in Planetary Healing Club, planetaryhealingclub.com. And we'll still work on the physical health stuff for anybody that wants it. And if you have that in mind when you come into the club meeting, it's interactive. So please tell me, and even before the meeting, if you're going to be wanting to talk about a specific health issue, not medical advice or prescriptions or diagnosis or any of the illegal stuff. We're not doing that. But it's still legal to share ideas, and I've got decades of collecting those in experience and investigation that I can share with you, and you might find it useful. So if you're planning to join us this Saturday, email me first and tell me what you're particularly interested in, because I'm working really hard to keep these meetings practical, useful for you. Okay, it's not just, well, that was interesting, thanks for the entertainment. It's not about that. I think I wouldn't feel right taking your time for that. I want it to be useful for everybody as much as possible. So communicate, please. Don't come in and then leave and say, well, Richard never addressed the subject in health or in consciousness that I was interested in. I will. Just please let me know. And you can email me before the meeting so I know about it in advance, and I'll incorporate it into what we talk about. And I'll also bring you things that you need to know. And I'll start laying the groundwork on Saturday. That's going to be the first Saturday in July. So you need to be already a member to be in. I'm going to start laying the groundwork for a more focused practice, because it's time to start turning this around. And it's test time. It's test time for humans. We're way late in the game. And it's my belief and feeling that it's not too late. So if you're open to it not being too late, consider joining us, planetaryhealingclub.com. And I'm going to have more time to be preparing for the club meetings and maybe for a few private appointments, I don't know, since I'm finishing the school project. Official finish date is August 14th. And if I need it, I'll have a new first name. Guess what? Doctor! It's somewhat humorous, but I worked hard for it for 9 years. So if it helps the receptivity of government people or anybody who's really into credentials like that, you know, it could be useful. But what it really means is that now I'm finished working within that system, and I can talk to you about real applications that we need, and we need you. We need your help. If you're up to it, if you're willing, and you know what it comes down to is being willing to work on yourself, because that unlocks all the power that you were born with, that you've had for longer than you can imagine. We need it now. We need you to be willing to use it, not from your ego, but there's a source, you know, the one I mentioned that people call God and spirit, that can actually flow through you. And it's always pulling toward harmony, healing, resolution, love between beings of all species, not to mention so-called races, but everybody. Communication with other beings like animals and angelic beings and things like that. That's all real and possible. We're going to look at that, and not just in theory. We're going to start doing what you need to do to start having some experience. That's what it's about. That's what I'm going to be working on every hour that I'm awake, every day. And I'll share it with you if you want to show up. I'll look forward to seeing you there. So even if you decide not to join us, I'm really encouraging you to find a way to do this on your own if you don't want to be with us. Start being aware of the emotions and the thought patterns and emotional patterns that you're carrying around with you all day, and that's the beginning. If you're unaware of that, you can't ever focus and harness what you've got available. And the steps continue after that. The physical and the non-physical are all intertwined. And you have things waiting for you, like Christmas presents waiting to open. And you might want to take a look and see what they are. Okay? Anyway, it's a pleasure to be back with you. I appreciate it. Should be able to do this a bit more regularly now. Please communicate, richard@lostartsradio.com. Tell me what you want me to talk about in the club meetings, in the private club meetings, if you're going to be there. What concerns you? What's worth your time? And Take care of yourself. If you let me know what you're working on, I'll talk about it in the next club meeting coming up the first Saturday evening in July. Okay? So, thanks for being here. I appreciate you very much. I consider you a family member, and I love you, so thank you. You're the hope of the world. Not your little ego, but what can come through you if you get out of the way. It can come through all of us, and it's waiting. It's up to us. I'll see you next time.